All right, let's take a call or two. We have Angelo Cataldi. He's from WIP in Philly. And we'll start out with Murr. Murr, you're on Sports Radio 96.7, The Ticket.
Hey, Angelo, how you doing, man?
Hi, Murr. How's everything in Dallas?
Oh, it's great. Not as great as when I used to live up in Delaware. My dad introduced me to you a long, long time ago. And I've been, since I moved to Texas, I got to tell you, I listen to these yahoos, and they're more interested in Kapler's abs than just being able to hit the cutoff, man. Can you tell these guys why he didn't work with our Phillies?
Oh, Kapler? Well, Kapler, he didn't tell the truth. In Philadelphia, what makes it different is, you get a lot of BS from coaches all the time. But he would come on. There was a play where Andrew McCutchen blew out his ACL because Gene Segura didn't run hard to first base. And I said to him, is there going to be any punishment for Segura? Because he really hurt your team this year by not running hard. And he said, Segura ran hard. I don't know what you're talking about. And I said to Gabe, the game was on TV. It was replayed. He didn't run hard. And he wouldn't acknowledge things that were obvious. He basically announced to Philadelphia, I'm going to lie to you. You lived here. You lived in the area, Murr. You don't do that here. If you do that here, you're not going to be here long. It doesn't work. We'll get rid of you. We'll find a way to run you out of town. And that's what happened with Gabe.
He was never Balboa enough to work, guys. See
all right.
Baby arm.
Thank you, Murr. We have maybe time for one more. Sal. Sal, you are on Sports Radio 96.7, The Ticket.
Hey, how are you guys doing this today?
Hey, hello, Sal.
Angelo, it's an honor to talk to you. I grew up listening to you, Philly transplants here, and I got to tell you, it's hell living in Dallas. I'm from South Philly, and I got to listen to these homers talk about how great Jerry Jones is. Hey, at least the Eagles have won the Super Bowl in the Ben Simmons lifetime, right?
Right. Yeah, we've had fun with that. But I got to tell you the truth, Sal. The rivalry with the Cowboys is my favorite thing. It's just so great. Yeah. Twice a year, we just say all this stupid stuff back and forth, and it's terrific. And we used to come down there, years ago, Sal. We used to come down every week. We used to do a morning show live with Norm Hitchkiss. Boy, I'll tell you, you guys are pretty rude, too. We got rough treatment when we were down there, I could tell you. But it's great. It's what I love about sports, because it's not important. It's just a bunch of goofy people having some fun. And it's great. The rivalry is awesome. And, deep down underneath it all, I kind of like the Cowboys, at least in the context that they give us a foil. They are a foil for the Eagles, and we can have fun with that back and forth.
Yeah, I get personally, as I get tired of listening about Jalen Smiths and Hunter Nyswanders and all that, because that's all these guys here talks about. But I got a questions for you. What is the likelihoods that we can get the great Dick Vermeils back as head coach, and maybe even to fix that quarterback's positions? Maybe we even slides the captains himself, Jason Kelce, to the QB position to fix that mess. What do you think, Angelos?
Well, here's the thing. Dick Vermeil is 84, and he still comes on our show every week during the football season, just so I could talk to someone young, who is actually older than me. But he is not going back into coaching it. Jason Kelce is not going to ever be a quarterback because he's 280 pounds. But you know what? We don't care anyway. There's only one quarterback for the Eagles, and that is Carson Wentz. And if you think otherwise, you are not qualified to be the next head coach of that team.
Or Jaws. Jaws. What about Jaws?
Jaws is 60 now.
Yeah.
Jaws is 60 now, fellas. And he also, I believe, would like there to be a competition between Hurts and Wentz. Therefore, he is not eligible.
Angelo, you're the best. Because is there one thing we could get from you before we let you go? A liner for our show. All we need you to do is just identify yourself and say, "I never listen to Dan and Jake on the Ticket."
Hi, this is Angelo Cataldi from Philadelphia, WIP Radio. I never listen to Dan and Jake on the Ticket. Never.
Yeah.
Thanks, Angelo. We, you know, Norm is on this station before us, so we'll say hi to him for you.
Oh, he'll have some old stories.
That's great.
Congrats on 31 years, man. We'll talk to you down the line.